WCCO Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Jeff McKinney. The time is 3:30. 86 degrees is the temperature. Mike Lynch is standing by. He'll have the full five-day forecast coming up right after the news. Word now is that there will be an announcement today that there is a contingency agreement to sell the Twins to a Carolina businessman. The announcement is expected at 4:45, and word is that neither Carl Pohlad nor Don Beaver nor the governor will be present at that announcement. Rather, legislators Lauren Jennings and Keith Langseth will hold forth. Campaign finance reform is a topic today at the state legislature, and a benefit tonight for a well-known Twin Cities comedian who's bedridden with a sciatic nerve injury. CCO News time is 3:31 now. Next up, Lynch has the forecast.
I am so eager for you to come see Blithe Spirit, the Noel Coward comedy now at the Guthrie, because it's all about me, Ruth, and my husband, Charles. It's a very witty play. I know because I can hear the audience fairly exploding with laughter, but do try for a moment to see it from my point of view. I don't find it amusing to share my home with my husband's first wife, even if she is dead. It all happens when this strange Madame Arcati performs a seance in our library and apparently brings back the ghost of Elvira, Charles' first wife. But then strange things start happening. Vases of flowers moving about by themselves, that sort of thing. As far as I'm concerned, Elvira is no blithe spirit. She's dangerous. The audience, however, seems to feel the situation makes a hilarious play. So do come. And if you are a second wife, I hope you'll take my side.
Rosalind Linehan works magic in Blithe Spirit, says the Star Tribune. Catch her hilarious performance at the Guthrie. Only four more weeks. Call 377-2224.
As you stare at the abstract painting, your friend says,
I see a single dove floating in a cloudless sky.
You, on the other hand, say,
I see nothing.
Coincidentally, that is exactly what you'll pay in closing costs when you take out a home equity installment loan from First Bank. As you look your teenager in the eye and demand,
how did that dent get in the car?
He stares back blankly and says, nothing. That, as you now know, is exactly what you'll pay in closing costs with First Bank, saving you hundreds of dollars in fees. A First Bank home equity loan also gives you up to 125% of your home's equity and flexible payment options to fit your budget. Add that to everything else First Bank offers, then ask yourself, what more could you possibly want in a home equity loan? For an immediate credit answer, stop by a First Bank office or call 1-800-285-7575. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, certain restrictions apply.
And it's 3:34 of the Cannon Mess, the final Cannon Mess. Mike Lynch here in the CCO Weather Center. Again, nothing on radar approaching the Twin Cities. We have some clouds on the way. There's still about a 30% chance of seeing some showers later on, but nothing on the way right now. Near record temperatures, we're now at 87 degrees in the Twin Cities. We have a cool front on the way, and with that cool front tonight, clearing skies down to 50. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, a high of 72. For Sunday, partly cloudy skies. Morning lows will be around 50. Highs in the afternoon around 70, highs in the 60s on Monday and Tuesday. Rochester now, sunny in 92, Fargo showers in 62, and in front of K-Bum Radio and beautiful Baudette, partly sunny skies in 75. Twin Cities now, south winds at 12. I studied on that.
Very good.
Partly sunny skies, 87 degrees.
Oh yeah, I'm going to do a little singing now. It's 86 degrees here in the Twin Cities. And we're going to 86. McCannon Mass. Leon Redbone, that's who I am. Only thing I can do to tell you that. We got the money all these years. We're happy Cannon's leaving. Crusty old guy, about time he hung it up. I studied on that. Well, Leon Redbone here. That's the only imitation I do of anybody that sings. And I got the surprise today because I called my brother Donald. My mother always liked Donald and Harold better than me, but even though I made more money. And I said, well, Don, can you call me tomorrow from Seattle? We'll talk over old times, maybe, you know, like when you worked in a mine and had that easy job as a sampler while I was down in the bull gang. And he said, I'll call you for sure. He said, what time? I said, you call me and be in here at 4:15 our time, or 5:15 our time it was. So then I was in the shower and my wife came in and said, Don's wife, Robin, called and said he might not be able to make it because he got a chance to do a commercial. So I said, well, it's too bad. All of a sudden, he opens up the door, and here he is, my middle brother. Did you catch an aeroplane from Seattle?
We caught an aeroplane on standby. About 400 people on this DC-10, and I sat in the middle of about a row that went 9 deep. And got a plane, and here we are.
Did you mention my name on the plane? Is that how you got on back there?
No, we wouldn't do that, no. But I had my chauffeur. I had my chauffeur, Ken Lockman, of the city bus company, pick me up right there. Bus 1326, right at the door of the terminal.
Yeah.
Drove me right down here.
Right to CCO?
Cost me a buck.
That's
that was it. I was with the people. As a matter of fact, you won't believe this, but this guy Lockman has been listening to you for 10 years. And he's the one that told me. I said, you ever listen to CCO? He says, yeah, I've listened to that all the time. That's Steve Cannon. He's leaving. And it's going to be a bad day today. Bad day because I can't listen. So then I told him about coming in and surprising you.
Oh, for goodness sake.
So
that's
I'm here.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, real radio.
Real radio.
Why call you? Just come in and do this big day.
Okay.
And be with you.
Well, we're going to have some fun here, and then tonight we'll pop a few corks, have a few cold boys, and I hope, well, I'm not going to mention the other things that you indulge in. It's nobody else's business.
Nobody's business.
That you're hooked on so many things.
It's great.
It always was a heart-rending thing for Mom and Dad that, you know, you were so, you know the things you used to do, and so forth and so on. I straightened you out, but we'll talk about that later.
All
it's okay.
Right. I'm ready.
Right now, we're going to Hollywood, California. And with me right now, James St. James, Jimbo.
Hello, buddy. How you doing?
I'm sitting here, tears rolling down my...
Come on. I know better than that. I'll tell you, you're going to be missed, guy. You know that.
Yeah. Have you told some of those people out in Hollywood?
I got some doors open for you.
Have you?
Yeah, they need a bouncer at the body shop.
Oh, yes.
You know, that's that strip joint right on the Sunset Strip.
Oh, yeah. You took me there. Right?
Yeah, well, that was after the celebrity car wash.
That was fabulous.
You know, isn't it amazing, Steve? You and I, we were on the air together almost 10 years. A little over 10 years when you look at it.
Yeah.
And one of our highlights was going to a car wash.
Yeah.
You know, that says a lot about our social life.
Who was that one star we saw at the car wash show?
Oh, Roy Firestone.
Roy Firestone. Yeah.
We saw the big stars, didn't we?
He said, we're going to the car wash, and I get in his Cadillac, folks.
Yeah.
Takes me to the celebrity car wash, and I'm looking around. You know, I'm like anybody else. I want to see...
You look like a tourist.
You did. I did. Well, I had my white socks on with my black shoes.
Exactly. The twins jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I looked pretty sharp. You kind of frowned.
Well, listen, have a good time.
I thought I'd see, like, Liv Tyler or somebody like that.
Yeah.
And I'm asking you, as we as we watch your car float through, you know, and they're watching, and then you said, hey, there's somebody that you like. So we go over to this guy. I have no idea who he is.
Yeah.
This is Roy Firestone.
From
ESPN.
Yeah.
And Roy said, fine. I said, can you do your Cosell imitation for me? And he did. He did a couple of those. So that was exciting.
Sure.
And thanks a lot, Jim.
You know, he did send me a bill for that. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy just reminded me, I had Firestone on the show.
I know it.
And
he talks about that.
He was a delight.
He said, how's that old guy from Minnesota?
That grumpy old man, huh?
Hey, I'll tell you. Yeah, you know, we've had some good times, though. You know that.
Yeah.
You know that. In fact, are the gang all there?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's here.
Well, I want to say bye to Ma.
Oh, yes, Jim.
You know, Ma, I'll tell you, you provide me with some fine entertainment when I've come to town.
I'm going to tell you something. I've always had a hankering for you, but I didn't think you liked older women.
Well, listen, it goes both ways. And, you know, I've declared you the sexiest woman in radio.
You said you go both ways?
Well, no, I didn't say that. I said it goes both ways.
Oh, I see.
Ma, you got to do like Clinton. Get yourself a hearing aid, okay? Come
yes.
on.
Do you want to talk to anybody?
Yeah, where's Backlash?
Oh, I'm here, Jimbo.
Oh, classy guy like you. You know, I've always wondered, how did you ever get messed up with Cannon?
Well, it was the money. What can I say?
It was the money?
You're such a fine... You are the essence of sartorial splendor when you come to the State Fair.
I always try.
I wish you'd pass that on to Steve-O.
I've tried. I've given him a whole wardrobe, and he never wears it.
Will you say hello to Ellen DeGeneres for me?
Of course. She asks about you all the time. In fact, I'll tell you, Backlash.
Yes.
You know, she and her girlfriend want to have a child.
That's wonderful.
And I thought maybe you could be the missing piece of the puzzle.
How's that?
Well.
Oh, you mean I'd be the donor, so to speak?
You would be the donor.
Oh, that's fabulous.
What do you think?
Well, put in my marker.
Well, hey, listen, are you up for it?
Well, there's a joke again, yes.
Hey,
did you hear it, Steve-O?
I heard it.
Yes.
Get off there.
Where's Morgan?
Bye-bye.
Lash.
I don't want to talk to you.
Come on, Morgan.
Nah, well.
You never like to talk to me because, you know, we never agree on anything when it comes to sports.
You know, how about your Anaheim Angels? They went in a tank. Your L.A. Dodgers went in a tank.
They sure did.
And you don't even have pro football.
Yeah, but the thing is, you never congratulated me on the Detroit Red Wings.
Yes, I did.
You know they're my team.
And I feel terrible about them Red Wings that got hurt.
Yeah, that was tragic.
That one Russian fellow, I guess he's regained
Konstantinov, yeah.
But it looks like he has brain damage.
Well, it looks like he'll never play hockey again. Let's put it that way. But, you know, come on, Morgan. The thing is, you guys, you don't have a hockey team. Are you going to get one?
We got one in St. Paul coming in 2001 or
whatever
it is.
Now, you're not going to lose the Twins, are you?
Well, I don't think so. I'll tell you what. You know, they got an offer today from Charlotte to move them down there.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 years ago, Milwaukee got an offer from Charlotte. Bridesmaid, yes, never a bridegroom, that's Charlotte. What's going to happen is legislature is going to find a way to dun the folk here, and we're going to have a stadium. The Twinks ain't going nowhere.
It's that simple.
Seattle almost lost it. They got a Japanese company at first to step in and save the Mariners. The Seattles were nothing until the last couple of years, and now you can't buy a ticket out there.
Well, you know, Morgan,
same thing could happen here.
You know, Morgan, you've always been fair, but you've always been tough.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, what's your point?
Well, keep it that way.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, don't change.
Okay, get out of here, Morgan.
Well, Steve-O.
Yes, sir.
I know you got a lot of things happening, but, you know, I want to take a second here. I want to thank you, guy. You know, you've played a big role in my career.
Well, I got you the money out.
Yeah, you got me the money.
I got you the money.
You know, we started this thing. It'll be 13 years next week.
No kidding.
Yeah, 13 years, October 13th. In fact, today we did our 73,000th show. Unbelievable.
Hmm.
And I got to thank you, guy, because, you know, back when a lot of people didn't really understand what we were doing, first of all, I've got to thank WCCO because they bought it.
Hmm.
And then they said, well, we're really going to test you. We're going to put you with this guy that you probably won't last over 3 weeks with.
Mm-hmm.
As we said, that was 10 and a half years ago.
That's true.
So I want to wish you the best, guy. You know that. And especially your bride. You have got the loveliest wife in the world. And I tell you, I want both of you to have a great future. And you know you're always welcome when you come to California.
All right, Jim.
You know that, guy.
Okay.
God bless both of you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, guy.
All right. And there's the real Jimmy Hollywood for the last time of the Cannon Mess. So, we've moved around out of 16 in front of 4. Our temp is 86, and it's apropos because we're 86ing the Cannon Mess right now, today.
Ron!
Hey, Lawrence, look at this website.
The internet can wait. Sanchez needs you to compile a statewide list of landscape contractors for the 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay? That's a complete list.
Yep.
By 2 o'clock.
Got it.
All right, get off that information superhighway and get to it if I were you.
No doubt.
Ron, meeting it. You're still playing around online?
You really should look at this website.
You really should look at the clock. I'd help you, but I'm doing all these... Ron, Mr. Sanchez is on his way down. What are you going to tell him?
I'll tell him the list for your 2 o'clock is at the computer printer right now, Mr. Sanchez.
Huh?
Got a lot to get done? Bookmark the U.S. West Dex Internet Yellow Pages at uswestdex.com, and you'll have millions of businesses at your fingertips, not to mention maps, community info, and more. And just like our printed directories, it helps you zero in on just the right answer. The U.S. West Dex Internet Yellow Pages. From U.S. West Dex, your directory expert.
Hi, Steve. Roger Podanny from Podanny's. It's hard to believe that this is really happening after the 20 years or so that you and I have been together on CCO. Steve, you're a good announcer. Not great, but you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, Backlash, and Mont. Now, there's a great team. Good announcers. They're great. They're terrific at selling office furniture. Steve, you trashed my reputation in Minnesota by calling me a cheesehead from Wisconsin year after year after year. Customers, friends, everybody still calls me that cheesehead, but I'm willing to forget it. Sincerely, Steve-O, from David Podanny, Lori Podanny, myself, and everyone at Podanny's, we wish you the very, very best in the future. By the way, have Morgan Mundane give me a call. I need a good announcer that can sell office furniture.
Did you hear that, Morg? Yeah, Roger, he's okay. He wanted to buy me a drink here in the other night. He says, I don't drink, Roger. He says, well, that's your problem.
Okay, it is time for Moose Miller. Come on in here, Moose.
Thank you, Steve-O. We are celebrating the grand opening of Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman here in Bloomington. and throughout this weekend and the next several weeks. By the way, this is the only Thomasville store in the upper Midwest. There's a lot of galleries around for Thomasville with Schneiderman's, but this is the only store, and with it comes selection. And you know Thomasville for quality. If you're shopping living room furniture, dining room, bedroom furniture, you can shop Thomasville quality here at Schneiderman's. And by the way, we're just off of 494 and 100 on the south side of 494, just off the frontage road. Stop in at any Schneiderman's location and register to win $10,000 worth of Thomasville furniture or a seven-night Delta Queen cruise on the Mississippi River. That's valued at $6,000. And that drawing will happen October 19th at 1 p.m. here at the Thomasville Home Furnishings Grand Opening Store by Schneiderman's, right off of 494 and 100. Open tonight till 9, Saturday 10 to 5, and Sunday noon to 5. It's Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman.
13 in front of 4, Cannon. Right here at WCCO, it's 86 degrees, and this incredible weather is going to continue. My brother Donald came all the way out from Seattle to surprise me. We'll do some chatting a little later on. He says, I should have brought my shorts. They don't have this kind of weather out in Seattle, do you? You just don't have it. It's raining out there now.
Oh, heavy rain. 54 degrees this morning when I left.
Yeah. Well,
Big time rain.
We're going to go swimming when we get out of here.
Oh,
okay?
I'd love to.
Yeah, the water's 70 degrees over at Cedar Lake. Let's do this. Cannon Miss, CCO.
When we last left Fashion Woman and Diva Girl, our heroes were stuck in a quandary. The superheroes' ball had arrived and they didn't have a thing to wear.
Out of ensembles. Can't accessorize. Only one place to go. Must get to Mall of America immediately. Quick, Diva Girl to the Transcycle.
Hang on, Fashion Woman. You'll be there shortly. Hey, Gucci, there's tons of convenient parking.
As our heroes enter Mall of America, Fashion Woman's powers are immediately restored.
Oh, wow.
Using their gifts of amazing fashion sense, they conquer Bloomingdale's and Macy's, overcome Gap Man, Guess, and Custom Fit, and triumph over the Buckle, Old Navy, and Dockers.
Take that, you big house of style.
Holy Hilfiger, Fashion Woman. You look great.
Quick, we must call the citizens to action. Twin City shoppers, activate.
Call 883-8800 for more information.
Tune in next time when our heroes use their supervision to spot the beginnings of a new fad.
Cannon Mess, it's Swap Ideas Day. We want to encourage you to explore ways in which your ideas can be put to work for money and the good of the community. For instance, last year they came out with such brilliant ideas as self-rinsing shorts for the homeless. I thought that was a great idea. A bridal bouquet with pepper spray in case she chickens out of the altar. And the grand prize winner, somebody crossed a termite with a praying mantis, and they got an insect that says grace before it eats your house.
Chances are, wherever you've been, you've probably seen an Abra Auto Body and Glass Shop. Well, that company was established right here in Minneapolis. Dave Lee for Abra, and their focus is to be the best auto body and glass company in America, not just here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And when they talk about best, best means they deliver quality repairs. Best means it's done in a timely manner, and best means with friendly, helpful service throughout the entire process. I know. I've had to go through that process of having a car repaired because of an accident. It doesn't matter if it's major or minor, Abra Auto Body will do a fabulous job for you and your family. But keep this in mind as well. At Abra, they have auto glass replacement. Yeah, they'll come out to your place and replace that windshield, but they also have auto glass repair. Not all windshields have to be replaced. They can actually repair some of them. And the paintless dent repair. Stop out and find out more. At an Abra Auto Body and Glass Shop, there's one close to you.
The Cannon Mess, 10 minutes to 4, 86 degrees. The Mess, the final radio show. Let's see. Oh, from our $2.5 million sound laboratory here at the Evil Neighbor, this is the sound of a moose in heat. You ready for that great sound effect there, Dino? That means you're on the air with this traffic report.
You have never liked that one either, have you?
I've never liked this one. No. It goes nowhere.
And fast. The update is brought to you, by the way, by Channel 5. We have a little bit of a problem. Highway 100 southbound at Duluth Street. They're making a tire change, but they're kind of sticking out of the lane a little bit, so be careful as you make your way through there. Number of stalls over on the east side, 94 west to go north on 35E, there was a stall reported. Also another one southbound 35E at 36. Another one a little further up the line in the Commons area about Victoria. Heavy traffic southbound 35W as well, already from about 42nd Street down through the Crosstown Commons area. What better way to kick off the weekend than ABC's TGIF with Sabrina the Teenage Witch, followed by the season premiere of Boy Meets World, then You Wish and Teen Angel, tonight at 7 on Channel 5. That's CCO Traffic.
It is the Cannon Mess, and with us right now is Mike Lunch.
Yes, sir. On your final day.
Yes. Did you greet my brother, Donald?
I shook his hand when you weren't looking. I walked out of the basement studio and shook his hand.
How are you, Mike?
Not too bad, Donald. You know, you're more talented. You're better looking. You know, your mom was right.
She did like me better.
Yes. For good reason, even though that Steve-O made more money.
Yeah, well, you guys can put me on about that, but I don't mind. I do remember one night, though, down in Florida. I want to remind you of it, Mike.
Yes.
Don and I were staying down in Naples, and we had this condo, and we had our own private swimming pool outside, and Mike had just been married, and he was with his bride, and then we were talking, and I said, you know, Mike, we have a swimming pool, and Mike's wife said, his new bride said, oh, really, where is it? And Don said, well, why don't you let me show you?
Yeah.
Then Mike and I sat around drinking horns and cold boys there for about, an hour and a half?
Hour and a half,
until
yeah.
they came back. And
yeah.
Mike said, did you enjoy the pool, honey? And she said, I enjoyed everything about it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Remember that nothing time? To tell.
Nothing
I remember that time.
And then, Donald, you said it was good for me, too. What was that all about?
They both came back in smoking cigarettes, and neither
yes.
of them smoked before that.
Yes,
I just
right.
Thought that was... What's the forecast?
All right, it's 86 right now. This is the 150th anniversary of the warmest day ever in October, 91 degrees this date back in 1847. We got a cool front on the way. There may be a few showers this evening, not much of a chance, so we should have generally clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, down to 50. Sunshine tomorrow, sunshine Sunday, a little cooler, highs in the low 70s. Right now in the Twin Cities, south winds at 12, partly sunny at 86. Steve-O and Donald?
Yes. We're on location now. Here's Mr. Miller.
Thank you, Steve-O. We're celebrating the grand opening of Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman's and at all of the Schneiderman stores throughout the Twin Cities area, the galleries, and the store here in Bloomington. You can stop in and register to win up to $10,000 worth of Thomasville furniture. And when you think of Thomasville, a couple words come to mind. Quality, selection. And here at the Thomasville store by Schneiderman's, you're going to find a huge selection. As a matter of fact, this is the only store from Thomasville and Schneiderman's in the upper Midwest. You can shop living room, dining room, bedroom furniture, and more. And going on till 9 o'clock tonight, Saturday noon to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Come on in, sign up to win $10,000 worth of Thomasville furniture. You can do that at any of the Schneiderman's locations or a 7-night Delta Queen cruise on the Mississippi. That's valued at $6,000. And that drawing will happen right here at this Schneiderman store in Bloomington at 494 and 100, coming up on October 19th. It's Moose Miller celebrating the grand opening of Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman.
The Cannon Mess. 6 minutes now to 4 o'clock, 86 degrees. My brother Donald is in from Seattle. You know, you're in here on a hot day, an 86-degree day, and you were bemoaning the fact you didn't bring your shorts, but... I was thinking, as a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago on the air here, I was talking about how when Mom and Dad lived over in St. Louis Park in that apartment house there, and they couldn't control the heat in the winter, remember? So it was like 96 degrees in their apartment.
How cold outside?
Oh, yeah. And a wind chill of 49 degrees, and my wife and I would go over, knock on the door, you know, and Mother would open the door, and this big steam would just come out, whoosh. 96 degrees. She's dressed in a sundress. Sundress, man. With backless, no stockings, wearing these little pumps that you wear, you know, that are all open and everything in the summer. And the old man is in his Barca lounger, cranked up, you know. It was after he lost weight when he was that borderline diabetic. And he's got the Bermuda shorts on. They're really bad looking, you know. Knobby knees. And he's got huaraches on, those Mexican sandals that Harold bought him. Yeah. And he's got his twins cap on and a body shirt. And he's watching television, right? We come in, it's so hot, you can't believe it. I strip down immediately to my shorts. And my wife, of course, is more chaste. She'd unbutton maybe two buttons of her blouse, you know. And I'd sit there. The folks never had to buy any winter clothes. They, you know, it was always summer, all winter long. And they never went anywhere, you know, stay in the house and everything. Never forgot that. Mother, especially, Do you remember she had that one dress that it had...
It was a blue dress.
Yeah.
And it was strapless, or backless.
Backless.
On the top,
yeah. And also armless. I mean, so she was... It was incredible. It was just, they were the funniest couple. Then she'd say to the old man, she'd say, okay, put down that, turn off that television. It's time to eat. They had that tiny little kitchen, you know. He'd crank that Barca Lodger and just vault into the kitchen. And sit down, and she'd lay it in front of him. And he'd start, oh, this is good, hon. Yes, just eat it, man. So he'd finish, like, the peas in one dish. You know what she was doing, you know? She had this obsession about neatness. As soon as he finished it, she took the dish and washed it. And then she'd watch him eat, you know. Then he'd finish the salad, she'd take the salad dish. She'd wash that. I'm kidding you not. Then he'd finish the meat and the potatoes, she'd take that and wash it. And then he'd say, you got any ice cream, hon? You can't eat that. You can't have ice cream because of your diabetic diet. Just a little scoop, like a little kid, you know. Well, all right, but just one scoop. She'd lay that on him, you know.
Ooh.
And he'd knock that off, that good ice cream. One gulp. Then he'd... immediately move back into that Barca Lounger, give it the crank, up back in there, over, light up the cigarette, which he never inhaled, just laid in his mouth there, watching the TV with the wand. And Mother would come over every once in a while when the ash was about 2 inches long and put the ashtray underneath it. They were a comedy team. They really were. You missed some of that comedy living in Seattle all these years.
I know. But I do the same kind of stunt on my wife, Robin.
Do you?
Oh, hon. Geez, maybe I could have just a little bit of more of that ice cream. No, your cholesterol's too high. You're not having any more. Ooh.
Sounds just like Daddy now.
Just like Daddy.
Yeah.
She never gets it. She just gives me all that. Same thing Mother gave Daddy.
Yeah. Does she give you the ice cream then?
No.
Well, Mother would break down. Let's do this.
All Four Walls has the largest selection of wallpaper and borders in the upper Midwest. For your fall decorating needs, shop All Four Walls, just off I-94 between Ruth Street and Wiper Avenue in St. Paul.
We'll do the news now from CBS, Jeff McKinney with local news, and I'll come back with the Oriole. Sidney Hartman, on a Cannon Mess, CCO.
I remember as a kid, lying in bed at night, feeling my heartbeat against my chest, wondering, what if my heart just stopped, like Dad's did? And some nights I'd fantasize saving Dad's life, like I'm this great cardiologist and it's all up to me. Well, at least half that dream came true. I did become a cardiologist.
Last year, the Minneapolis Heart Institute at Abbott Northwestern Hospital performed over 10,000 cardiac procedures. But numbers aren't what motivate us.
You know, even though I couldn't help my dad then, he sure helps me now. Because no matter how many patients I see, I can't help but picture that son or daughter who's probably out there lying in the dark, like I was, just praying Dad comes home soon.
For more information about the Minneapolis Heart Institute or a physician referral, call Medformation at 697-3333. Abbott Northwestern is part of Allina Health System.
Get updates on what's happened during the day. Laura Dixon and Jeff McKinney every weekday evening. And Tim Ryan has the latest on weekends. Award-winning news on 830 WCCO. WCCO Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Jeff McKinney. Coming up after CBS, the agreement to sell the Minnesota Twins appears to have been reached, and the announcement is scheduled for later this afternoon. A pregnant woman is killed in a crash in Brooklyn Park. A truck driver is booked for driving on a revoked license. A suspected rapist who escaped from the Carver County Jail gives himself up. We'll have those stories coming up, and we'll have the latest national and international news just ahead on CBS.
Couple of crashes now on the west end. 394 eastbound, the ramp to go north on 494. An accident, State Patrol is headed that way, and they're working a crash as well. 94 westbound, the ramp to 101 out in the Rogers area. That's CCO traffic.
And Mike Lynch here in the CCO Weather Center on this warm, near record day, 86 degrees right now in the Twin Cities. The record high for this day and the record high for the month is 91 degrees. I don't think we're going to get that, but it's going to be close, and there still is at least a small chance of showers after about 6 o'clock or so. Cooler weather over the weekend. Again, right now, 86 degrees.
And CBS News up next on Minnesota's News and Weather Station. You're listening to WCCO Minneapolis and St. Paul. It's 4 o'clock.